USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal law enforcement on Wednesday is announcing charges of 60 people across multiple states in connection with the opioid crisis, including 31 doctors, 7 pharmacists, and 8 nurse practitioners accused of illegally prescribing and distributing opioids and other narcotics. Ben Glassman is a United States attorney for the Southern District of Ohio. He says it will take a massive effort to get rid of all the opioids that are on the streets.
Enforcement and treatment are both critical, as of course is prevention, if we're to turn the tide of this opioid crisis. And I believe we can.
Authorities in Denver are still searching for an 18-year-old Florida woman who they believe poses a credible threat to local schools. Jefferson County Sheriff Jeff Schrader says Sol Pais's family warned them about her.
The fascination that this person had with Columbine and apparently friends, family knew of some postings.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols is declaring a state of emergency because the volunteer organizations don't have enough room to handle all the illegal aliens crossing the border seeking asylum.
They've already signed the emergency proclamation to declare that there is an imminent threat on having too many migrant releases into our community.
The Trump administration has a message for Cuba, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is signaling it may start tightening the screws on Cuba again following the Obama administration's normalization of relations with Havana. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says since then, Cuba's behavior has only gotten worse.
We see clearly that the regime's repression of its own people and its unrepentant exportation of tyranny in the region has only gotten worse, because dictators perceive appeasement as weakness, not strength.
As of yet, no reaction from Cuba after Pompeo's comments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After the new patriotic red, white, and blue logo on the Laguna Beach police vehicles became a topic of national debate this week, the Laguna Beach City Council ruled on Tuesday that the graphic will remain in place. Mayor Pro Tem Steve Dickrow joins Fox News to talk about why the logo was changed in the first place.
We were changing the colors of the car because previously it was all white with some very pretty blue background. We felt that that was not good for safety, and our police department was adamant about this. They've been asking us to make this change to the vehicles for about 7 years now. And so they brought it to our attention again. We voted to do that. When we did that, the graphic that shows the colors of the flag spelling out police were not very bright in the graphic we saw. And when it was put onto the vehicle itself, it was much brighter. Mm-hmm. And so when we voted for it, it was decided afterwards that technically we may not have voted for what is on the side of the car. That's why it had to be brought back to us again last night, effectively to reaffirm our prior action.
Now, some were saying the logos were too patriotic and also confused some of the tourists when visiting Laguna Beach. The mayor pro tem says regarding the complaints,
there are always going to be some percentage of people that are going to be against what we were doing. And so it really was not surprising.
Please remember, you can always find us online at USA Radio and follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.